David McCullough is one of America's best biographers, and over his desk there's a sign, and it has a motto, and it says, "Look at your fish." What? That's so random. Look at your fish. What does that mean? Well, the story goes back to a 19th century Harvard naturalist named Louis Agassiz. And he was a teacher, and all of his students went through the same exercise. So Louis would sit down in class and be day one, and he'd take a smelly old fish out of a jar. Then he'd put it in this tin pan in front of the students, and he'd say, "Look at your fish." Then he'd leave. He'd just leave the room and say, "Look at your fish." What is he talking about? The students would ask. Why is he saying, "Look at your fish"? And then he'd wait a little and come back to the classroom, and he'd ask the students what they saw. Students would be like, not much. It's a fish. It's literally just a fish. And then the teacher would say, "Look again. Look at your fish." Now he'd give him a little help. He'd say, "You can draw the fish, you could write about the fish, but you can't use any tools for examination, only your hands and eyes." And even after a few days, a few classes, the students couldn't see what this teacher wanted them to see with the fish. So they just sit there, waiting, trying to look at the fish. But slowly the students started to get it. They would start looking closer, and they saw things like paired organs. Okay, this is interesting. They're actually the same on both sides. And then they'd look at the scales, the fins, the eyes, and they'd actually see details that they had glossed over for their entire life because they weren't really looking at the fish. Now they were looking closely. They were seeing that there's so much more complexity in the world, so much more complexity in the fish, so much more nuance than they thought. And so by the end of the semester, these students would realize that the same fish that once looked so bland, so boring, so nothing, now was filled with wonder and awe and a majestic complexity that is everywhere in the world. And so because of this, David McCullough keeps the reminder of that story right above his desk. Look at your fish. And he uses it too whenever he teaches writing. And what I've learned from this story is that when you are a writer, you really become a noticer, a kind of professional observationalist, because you're looking at the world to see things that others miss and then make sense of things that others can't make sense of. You don't take things for granted. You look at those fish, and you realize that your most insightful ideas don't come from doing crazy things that nobody's ever done before. These crazy trips, skydiving, oh, we're going to go to Antarctica for 14 days, and it's only by spending a lot of money, taking a lot of time, reading 1,000 books, that then I can be a writer. It's not about doing those crazy things. No. Insight comes from looking at what everybody else has been looking at, from what's been on the table the entire time, right in front of everybody. But actually looking deeper, not getting swept up into routine to the point where you just stop looking because you take the world so much for granted that you start missing things. No, to be a writer is to simply look closer, look again and again, and look closer than everybody else. So remember, look at your fish.